Hi, good night, Shabbos, Parshas Shmini, Parshas HaChodesh. I hope everybody is well. A couple of words that dawned upon me this week, relevant to current events. 50 years ago in Israel took place a great upheaval. From the time of the establishment of the state, the state was always under the control of the leftist parties, the Labor Party, and their cohorts. From the time of the beginning of the state, all the politicians, the leading politicians, I don't want to mention the names, the prime ministers, etc., etc., they were all leftists. They were all secularists. All had no shaykhis, no spark that had anything to do with Torah. And I remember growing up at that time, and I remember that it seemed impossible, mamish impossible, that that would ever change. It seemed that there would always be the control in Israel of the left section, the people over here, and they would be leading the Jewish people. Just that it didn't seem an option that anything would ever change. And then in an incredible defeat came along Menachem Begin, and he was the one that led the Likud, and they overcame all odds, and they were victorious in the election, and they won in the 70s, in the mid-70s, late 70s. Then eventually was the peace treaty with Egypt, which took place Dafka under his watch. But for our purposes, so he became the prime minister. When he became the prime minister, it was a different story. Though he wasn't, he wasn't a Haredi, and he wasn't even Orthodox officially by any means, he still had, he was a Yelid Brisk. He had been born in Brisk. And he had a place in his heart for Torah, for Yiddishkeit, for Frum Yidden. And he went to Rav Shach, and he told Rav Shach that he was willing to guarantee him and accept and to arrange that the entire budget of the yeshivas will be paid by the government. So one would imagine that if you're given such an offer, what could be better? That would be exactly what Rav Shach would want to hear. Believe it or not, Rav Shach said no, he doesn't want. Why not? So he said he doesn't want that the Jewish people should forget what it is to hold up Torah, to be marzik Torah, to be marbitz Torah, to be achroi, to be responsible for the continuation, for the continuity of Torah, for the Moses HaTorah. So he was willing that the government should give, a quarter, a third, a half, but in no way, right, are they going to take all the funding from the government. Now, this week was the first time in the history of the state of Israel that they plan on cutting all the funding to yeshivas that don't send the students to the army. And take a look how right Rav Shach was. 50 years later, it took 50 years till he was proven that it's better. It's very good that we don't rely only on the government, because here we're going to have to come through. The Jewish people are going to have to come through, and this is the opportunity that the Frum people and the wealthy amongst the Frum people, and we have, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is benched with wealthy people, and wealthy people that are Frum, that are Shtark, that have Hashkofes Toivois, and they want to do the Ratzon Hashem, and we will survive. We will survive. The yeshivas will not close down, you can be sure of that. Right? No Bochrim will starve. Right, there will be what to eat, there'll be what to drink, for the Bochrim, for the Avreichim. Yeah, maybe somebody will have to sacrifice a little bit. I'm not saying that not, maybe even me, maybe you, right? But the Torah will continue, right? But Rav Shach was right. It's not shayach that we should lose, that we should feel that we should lose that feel of giving, of keeping Torah, of taking the responsibility for Torah institutions. So here now it falls upon us, and we just have to strengthen in ourselves the concept of how important it is to support Torah. Supporting Torah is the crown of the Jewish people, and if tzedakah is the crown, then supporting Torah is the other emeralds on the crown. You know, today I know that there's a feeling out there that, you know, we got to give for the war effort, but you have to remember that Torah is what keeps. This is what all Agdolim are teaching us. Torah. This is the most important thing for the war effort. Hashem should help that we shouldn't be damaged. We shouldn't be punished, right, for the fact that the government is not willing to accept upon themselves the yoke of the Torah, and in such a unembarrassed way they shirk the yoke of the Torah. But we, from Yidden, we know that it's the exact opposite. Like Rabban Segal said the other day, you know, what the secularists try to say is that there has to be shivyon benetel, there has to be equal carrying of the burden. So Rabban said, equal carrying of the burden? You know who carries the burden? The Jewish bacharim, the Jewish kailuimalites. They're the ones that carry the burden. They're the ones that are carrying the torch. Those are the people that are giving schusim for Klal Yisrael. Who else is giving schusim for Klal Yisrael? When the other people will start learning as well and start davening, so then there will be shivyon benetel. Then there will be equal carrying of the burden. In the meanwhile, the bochrim, the kailuim alayt, are carrying the burden alone. So we have to realize that, yes, I'm not saying that it's not important to help the chayalim and make sure that they have what they need. It's very important to help the refugees that left the south, that left the north, and they need help. If we could help them and send them cake and send them, help them wash their clothes, for sure, it's a big, big mitzvah. If we can help the almanas and the yisoimim of the chayalim that passed away, yes, absolutely. It's a great, great mitzvah. But don't, chas v'shalom, not to be mezalzel in the schus of being malzik Torah, to continue the Torah in the yeshivas, in the kolelim, because inevitably that's what's going to bring the Yeshua, that's what's going to bring the Geula, a guten Shabbos, a guten Chodesh. It should be mekayim, it should be mekoyim in our day speedily, benisin, asidin, ligoil, and we should be zeicha to be as a Mashiach quickly, b'mehirah b'yameinu, amen.